This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Walter Savage, chairman of the Yancey County Commission. Chairman Savage joins us today to talk about information the citizens of Yancey County should know.
Let me congratulate our reelected mayor, Danny McIntosh, and also the reelection of Miss Ruth Banks on the town council along with Ron Powell. We at the county look forward to a close working relations with all of them. On Monday night, the 2nd of November, we, the county commissioners, met with the Newdale Volunteer Fire Department. This was a listening session at which we heard from anyone who wanted to pass on information to us. Also present was our state senator, Joe Sam Queen. It appeared without a doubt the department has their act together. Their department has more responses than any volunteer fire department in the county, and due to the future widening of Highway 19, they're going to have to move. They are faced with many decisions in that respect. Efforts by our Congressman Heath Shuler and our State Senator Joe Sam Queen are being provided, as are we the commissioners. We congratulate all the members, especially their chief, Charles Robinson, and the chairman of their board, Mike Banks. At our November board meeting, a number of items were on the agenda. An outstanding briefing was given by the director of the Economic Development Commission, Jake Blood. It was stressed that one of our most important industries in Yancey County is our agriculture. Hearings and briefings are being held around the county. Plans to establish a volunteer ag district, so we encourage our farmers to attend these briefings. The Yancey County representative to the Northwest Housing Authority Board was appointed. David Blankenship will replace Junior McIntyre, who has served on the board for the past 8 years. We thank Mr. McIntyre for his services. A variance request was passed allowing the tower on Phillips Knob to be extended by 20 feet. Authorized by the commissioners on the 13th of October, County Manager Nathan Bennett prepared and mailed a letter to the North Carolina Department of Environmental and Natural Resources expressing the county's concern on the proposed mining permit for Pensacola area. The manager notified the town of Burnsville of Yancey County actions to the mayor and to the Public Works Director. Several follow-up conversations have occurred between the county manager and the town officials. Our county manager directed the Yancey County Building Inspector's Department to investigate the area of compliance with the Yancey Flood Damage Prevention Ordinance and with the Watershed Protection Ordinance. The inspection department determined that no activity is occurring on the proposed areas. As a result of the investigation, it was discovered that there is activity occurring on a different site and that the operator has a permit from the state. Inspection does have pending investigation with the already permitted site for non-compliance with county ordinances. As of the 3rd of November, the county manager's office has recorded communications from approximately 70 individuals and groups expressing their dissent for the activity. No calls have yet to be received in favor of this activity. The county manager has confirmed that the state will hold a public hearing on the proposed mining permit on December the 3rd at 7 p.m. in the courtroom of Yancey County. This past month, your commissioners have been very busy and active attending sessions with the Extension Advisory Council, who their director, Denise Baker, has retired as of the 31st of October. And the state will delay her appointed replacement, and the current director from Mitchell County will provide assistance as required. Commissioners attended a WHAMI winterization blitz program, which was conducted off of Jack's Creek. This is providing assistance to low-income individuals to ensure that they have proper insulation in their attics and that there are no air leaks coming through their windows. They also will be checking their efficiency of their furnaces. Our new District Transportation Commissioner, Wanda Prophet, arranged for the members of Yancey County Commission, along with the County of Madison and Mitchell County, to have lunch with our Secretary of Transportation, Mr. Conte. Along with Mr. Conte was Division Engineer Jay Swain and former Transportation Commissioner Gordon Myers. Secretary Conte told us about the slide on I-40 which he had visited and expressed his pleasure with the program and the progress on U.S. 19. We as commissioners want to thank the citizens of Yancey County for their cooperation this past year and for their patience on us being able to develop the programs which we have in mind. And we would like to wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving this year. Thank you very much.
Our thanks to Walter Savage, chairman of the Yancey County Commission, for being our guest today on Close Up. I'm Steve Murphy.